Hey everybody, welcome back to the Geriatric Millennials. This is Beth.
And this is Jamie.
We're just two oldish, youngish ladies letting you know about emoji culture. Because even though I'm up on it pretty much, I know Jamie is not.
I know you think you're up on it. Are you really?
Yeah. I mean, not like...
Are you texting with tweens and teens?
No, but because I'm chronically online, so I just see a lot of stuff. Also, I still work with young people, right? Like, I have...
Fine, you're up and up. That's good. Okay. I'm glad. Yes. I'm happy. And I need an education. Well, because I am not.
I would say like not Gen Alpha necessarily, but definitely like young.
Wait, what is like, Gen Alpha?
So there's Gen Z and then there's Gen Alpha. So they're like the like middle schoolers
my
right
kids?
Now. Well, like the middle schoolers. I think your high school student
tell me what is Gen Z?
Gen Z?
Because I get confused because I'm like, okay, millennial. And then my kids are Gen Z, right?
So millennials are like, well, technically 81, but we count 80 because...
That's when we're born.
Yeah. So it's 1980 to 1996.
I have seen a source that said 80. Just saying.
It varies with that year on all sources. So we're just going to be like flexible. Gen Z approximately like 1997 through 2012. And then anybody born early 2010s through 2025 are Gen Alpha.
So if a kid was born in 2009...
They're on the cusp, so they're like
us. Or 2007. That's when two of my kids were born.
So it just depends, right? It's kind of like us. It's kind of just how you skew and, you know, the relatable things. But anyway, so this is, I think what we're looking at is like how Gen Z and like starting now Gen Alpha use emojis compared to us, because it is different.
It is different. And I have also heard that like it's outdated to use emojis.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep using them. Also, some of the emojis that I have been using apparently have different meanings now.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know what they are. I'm going to still use the laugh cry one for someone I think something's funny.
Yeah, that's not.
What do you mean?
That's not what you use now.
What am I supposed to use?
I still use that one too because I'm old.
It works.
But it's not. So if it's like super, super funny, you can use the crying emoji, like the tears that
are
streaming.
Like they're really sad, but that means sad.
No, it doesn't. It means like laughing so hard you're crying.
I disagree.
Or you use the skull, but not the skull and crossbones.
Like I'm dead.
Or you can use the grave marker or a coffin.
For really funny. No, I don't like any of that.
Oh,
I reject that.
I'm just letting you know what is happening with the culture.
Well, I live in the culture of the people that I text with.
Who are all old.
Apparently, when I think something's funny, I'm going to do the ha 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 with the tears coming out the side.
Yes. It's like anything
else.
Or
this, the one that's like a little bit off like, to the side and is like, with the tears.
Here's the thing about life. I think, especially at our age, we do what we do. Like, we don't care that we're not hip and cool. We're just talking about this so people know what the kids are actually using.
Also, I feel like I need an education because my kids are texting things and I'm like, is this sexual?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to me, but like to each other.
Yeah.
To their friends.
Yes.
Good grief.
Sit in the mom, the eggplant emoji.
Yeah. So speaking of.
Yes.
So we have this guide. This emoji slang guide we're going to go through.
Yeah.
It is not sponsored by Bark, but I think that's where we got it from.
I just want to say, because I like to, you know, maintain my youth, that I don't need this. I already know.
Okay, whatever.
But we'll see.
I need this.
Yes.
I don't need it for the first one. I knew eggplant is standard. Is penis.
Yeah.
Peach, I also knew that was a butt.
Yeah. Because what else could it be?
The rest, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about saying all these things aloud.
Okay, trigger warning.
Trigger warning. Oh, we should have done that earlier.
It's fine.
Okay. Oh, I'm the one with a list. You don't even have it in front of you.
No.
Okay, so am I doing this? Okay.
Yeah.
Taco.
Vagina.
Yeah, you are correct.
Because it's taco.
Well, also, it's a taco. Come on.
Now I'm like debating. Now I'm remembering on Venmo, I definitely sent some taco emojis to someone because we had tacos.
When you ate tacos.
So now they probably thought, oh, Beth now has an OF.
Excuse me, what's an OF?
An OnlyFans.
Oh, right. I think I've asked that before. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. The ghost, the little ghost with the tongue sticking out and like an eye patch is what it looks like to me. That emoji indicates being ghosted or dumped with no explanation.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Okay. This next one is got, it has like two hands facing each other with the pointer finger touching each other.
Yeah.
What is that? What do you think that means, Beth?
So it can mean like, it can mean a couple different things. It can mean like I'm being cute and like asking for something. It also can mean like getting it on.
Okay. So according to this, it says shy, nervous, usually in the context of flirting. What?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're like
I'm so cute. Like, oh,
I would have never.
Maybe you can come over tonight, fingers. You
I
know.
Would have never thought that because I was like, I don't know what that means. You're just, I really didn't know.
Yeah.
Really didn't know. Okay. What? Okay. So this is like the, what do we call this?
The okay symbol?
Okay. Or like.
The three fingers up?
Three fingers up. But it was, but I thought this meant like perfect, like awesome.
Yeah.
Like.
Well,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But it says it can indicate support for white supremacy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is like the OK symbol with your three fingers up now has been hijacked by white nationalists. So it's like if you do that, it's a sign that like you're into that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to be doing that anymore.
I would hope not. But yeah, if I see somebody throw up an OK symbol, I'm like, oh, you are racist.
Well, please don't do that for everyone who just because you don't know if they don't actually know like me.
I'm sorry. I don't care. If you throw that up, I'm not coming near you because I don't know if you're crazy.
Okay. Right. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that on one hand, but I'm like processing this in real time right now because I'm like, I had no idea. I thought that meant like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Nope.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is like the three water droplets.
Yeah. That's dirty. It's
just say it.
No. Well, it's just when something of a sexual nature comes to fruition.
Ejaculation. Yeah, apparently. Also, I mean, can't it just mean water?
I wouldn't send that. Oh my gosh, years and years ago, I was in this like Bible study and was pretty conservative, right? And so one of the ladies was like messaging all the women like, hey, like we're going to have the Bible like whatever series at my house. Come on over. Except she spelled it C-U-M.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. So I had to message her.
And she was, like, don't
she was
do
very
that.
Innocent. And I was just
don't
like,
do that.
I don't think you know what that means. And also, I don't think I should belong in this Bible study.
Awesome.
Y'all are too innocent.
Whoo, dang. Okay. This is like a tongue sticking out.
Like with. Like a circle face? Or?
No, it's just like a smile line with like a big
the
pink
tongue emoji.
Tongue.
Okay.
What do you think that means?
I mean, I can guess. What does it mean?
It says it may indicate sexual activity, specifically oral sex.
Yeah, that makes sense. I haven't seen a lot of these because like the dudes I text don't do this because
right,
they're
right,
old.
Right.
Yeah.
But like if I'm looking at my kids' texts that they have with their friends, like I kind of like.
You would want to know.
I would. Well, I need to know. Yeah. Okay, this is a purple, like the purple devil.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't know what it means.
I like that I get to quiz you. I feel like the roles are reversed slightly right
now.
Yeah,
I like think it. Something sexual because this is like.
Yeah, it says feeling frisky or naughty.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I feel like this is all, because this is very targeted at parents to like be
it
aware.
Yeah.
So it's like all going to be the dirty things. It's not going to be like, oh, they want to go have lunch. No, they want to have sex at lunch.
Right. Okay. So, I still think this is relevant for all of us millennials, geriatric millennials to be aware. Okay. It's a chili pepper. It's like a red pepper.
I mean, I would think a penis or something spicy.
Spiciness. Yes. Yeah. Inappropriate or risque content.
Yeah. Yeah. Send me some spicy pics.
This one, I had no clue. Okay. So it's a little fairy next to like three little stars.
Okay. Not familiar.
It denotes a sarcastic, mean-spirited tone.
I've never seen that before.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Okay, this one is like two little green leaves.
Oh, that's pot.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, this one is the drooling face.
Well, I don't want to say what I think it is. What does it mean?
Why don't you want to say these things?
Because I have a dirty mind, and I don't want to be like people like, oh my gosh, this is like 10,000
sure
worse.
You're right. Desiring someone sexually,
yeah.
Often used in response to nudes.
Mm. Have you ever gotten nudes?
Why are you asking me this?
Okay, sorry.
But no.
Okay. I've only gotten nudes once on accident, and it was terrifying.
That's
Because I was at work and I was like, I thought a friend texted me and it was some person showing me her vagina.
Whoa.
Like she had texted the wrong number or it was like one of those spam things. Like I've never. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And then one time, this was super awkward. I had a friend who had an older couple and his phone was like broken and stuff and wasn't working. And he was trying to get his pictures off. And they knew I was tech savvy and I was hanging out and I was like, oh yeah, I could do that. And I'm like, I looked at him and was like, is there anything on here you don't want me to see? Because I will see it all. And he's like, no, it's fine. No.
What?
It was so awkward because he was dating my friend and then I'm finding all like as the camera's downloading onto my computer to get all of the photos for him.
No.
It's all like girls sending him like boob pictures and stuff. And I was just
No.
I don't know what I should do with this. And you're older than me. So I don't know what to do. So anyway, it was super awkward. Super awkward.
Okay. There's a couple more here on this.
Okay.
We're going to keep going. Okay. The cherries. It's like,
well, I mean, cherries are like virgin stuff, virginity.
Yeah,
popping that cherry.
Or testicles. Or breasts. Gross.
Okay.
There's
this Snoop Dogg song called I can't remember which one it was, but it's like he sings this line about like nothing but a cherry on top about like hooking up with girls. And I remember I had a friend in college and she's like, what does that mean? I was just like,
did you tell her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I did.
Good job. Okay. Okay, this is the eyeballs that are like looking to the side.
Oh, like the two big eyeballs?
Yeah, the big ones.
Oh, isn't that like shocked or like looking, like listening intently? Can mean, well, a couple things.
It could, yes. And it says in this world, it's used when sending or receiving nudes.
Okay, yeah.
Jeez.
Wowzer.
Why are we living in this world? Okay. The 100%, like the 100 with the two line. It doesn't say percent. It's just a 100 number with two little lines under it, and it's in red.
Yeah. Well, I would think it means like, oh, they're hot or it's like something good, but it was like 100% was.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, too. It says here, it says it's similar. It says a stamp of approval or I agree.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
100%. I feel like that's a little dated.
Okay.
Okay.
And some of these probably,
they probably,
it probably is. It, I don't know when this came out. Yeah. So, and a hammer.
I would think that is sexual.
Yeah, why do you
getting
think
pounded?
That? I wouldn't think that, but
because that's what it's called.
Used to refer to sexual activity.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is the last one on this little cheat sheet guide. It is a giant eyeball.
Yeah.
And then like a mouth with lips.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then another giant eyeball.
Yeah. I can't remember what it means.
It says a response that means it is what it is.
Oh, okay. I've heard that means like shock too. Like, yeah.
What?
I don't
that
know.
Is so weird to me.
Okay. Well, I did some TikTok research.
Yes.
Good. And I have
some more
emojis.
Please.
That are more in line with like slang. And this is stuff that's like maybe not current, but like within the last 6 months.
Okay, good.
So.
Okay, so now you're going to be quizzing me?
Well, yeah. I just want to have a conversation. Like, okay. We talked about before, the actual crying, laughing emojis, not so much. We're doing the like the skull or the like crying.
But you said the skull without the crossbones.
Yeah.
Why? What is the skull with the crossbones
mean? I don't know what that means, but that's not the one you use. You just use the plain skull.
Okay. Also, the crying emoji.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you use for sad? Like I'm upset instead of that.
So there's other emojis I think they use, like maybe the single tear one. I don't know. You just don't use those.
Well, sometimes I'll use the one where like it's just like looking down, mm-hmm. and it's just like wah wah is how I think of that.
Well, and that's probably fine for who you're texting. So the clown emoji is just like if somebody's just acting a fool or they're saying or doing things that are just foolish, you can just do clown.
But like foolish funny or foolish like just
foolish,
like dumb, like
being stupid.
Not
that's
cool.
What I understand, my understanding.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a smiley face that's just a very simple smile. It has no teeth. It's just like the most simple smile with the one little line.
Yeah.
That's actually a fake smile. So it's just like,
oh.
It's kind of like not mm-hmm. like, not like what you're thinking, not like super happy or
like
anything.
I'm actually not smiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a good one too. like the normal smiley face where you see the teeth and it's just smiling. It's more, instead of being like happy, it's like, what is going on?
Oh.
What is even happening? What is this? This one will get you is the thumbs up. Thumbs up is sarcastic and passive aggressive.
I use thumbs up all the time.
So if you're thumbs upping someone, it's like basically like, good, cool story, bro. Like, way to go. Like, it is not nice.
I don't like these changes.
Okay. How you talked about earlier, like how you would actually do sad. So the single face with the tears, like you're barely holding it together. Oh. Like you're like, how are you doing? And you just send that and it kind of looks cute, but it's just like, oh, I'm about ready to
die.
I'm
on the edge.
Yeah. And then, you know, the nails one, like the fingernails, the girl with the,
yeah.
It's like saying period, or how we used to say like slay queen. So you're like, ooh, period.
I don't get how those are the same. What period do you mean? And slay.
They just mean the same thing now.
I thought period. I thought period meant like, so boom. It depends. Like boom.
So
like
it depends on end. Text and tones. Like if you're like period, that means like I'm done with this conversation. But you're like, ooh, period. It's like, okay, you did that thing.
Oh.
Yeah. The last one I saw that I thought was cute was like, it's like this, it's like the circle smiley face with the really big eyes that kind of have the stars in the top. Oh. And it's just like your...
Isn't that like, aw?
I'm pleading for something.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, Taco Bell. And then you'd put that.
Oh, I thought it was like, oh, that's so cute, or that's so sweet.
Yeah. No. Pleading for something.
So what do I do when I want to, what do I...
You do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. Because if you're texting with someone that's younger than you, they're going to know you're stupid. Oh, you know what I mean? They're going to know like, okay, you don't know what you're doing. I mean, well, it's fine.
I feel like I want to know though.
But you know a little bit more now. And they'll tell you sometimes.
That's
if
why
it's
I'm
really,
asking you. Well, what do I do if I'm texting someone younger than me and I don't want them to think I'm stupid and I want to like
you just do
text
the best.
Their language?
Well, first of all, that's very not cool. You have to stay true to yourself, I feel.
I am a learning, growing. Yeah,
but if it's not natural, here's the thing.
Who wants to engage?
Yeah. But here's the thing,
text culture.
When I, again, like working with students, I've seen like a million things come through, right? Like in slang changing and whatnot. And some of it I was on top of because I was in it, and other things I was not so much. And it's like anytime I try to implement either words or emojis or memes,
it's
outside
chuggy,
of
chuggy.
That is chuggy to say chuggy.
I know it is.
But yeah, it becomes where it's like inauthentic. So I think if you're authentic with what you're saying, they'll let you know if it's something that's actually like, hey, we don't use that anymore for this, or they'll give you a pass. Besides, how many non-family member
teens
people
am I texting?
You talking?
None.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
So, still want to know.
I get it. It's hard. It's hard not to be cool anymore.
Shut up.
If you're enjoying the podcast and would like to support the show, you can share episodes with your friends and family, follow us on Instagram at The Geriatric Millennials, or leave us a positive review and rating, all which help us to grow. Our theme music was created by The Finley Ghost. Check out their latest album now. Thank you so much.